Welcome to Community Connections, and I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 2 hours. And of course, being the fourth Wednesday of the month, we have our friends from Siri Services with us, and we've got another interview again between one and two. So we've got a full board today, which is terrific. And as I said, we have Siri with us. We have Mel, who's the Director of Occasional Child Care and Kindergarten, and Elena, which is the Executive Manager of the Family and Children's Services. Welcome, ladies.
Hello.
Hi, Alan. Nice to be here.
It's good to have the two of you along. Delita, you want to tell us straight up a little bit about the Family and Child Services, how it's going and what's going on?
Yes, so Siri has seven children's services and two playgroups in the Yarra Valley, and they are long daycare services. So we have long daycare at Mount Evelyn and at Yarra Junction. We also have occasional care at Yarra Junction and also at Churnside Park. We have a sessional kindergarten at Churnside Park as well, and outside school hours care for school aged children. So before.
Hello, you've disappeared. Having a little bit of a trouble with
school
the line.
School care enough and Badger and Morialic. Thanks, Mel.
And of course, at the moment, all these services have got vacancies for other people.
Sorry, what was that, Alan?
Yeah, we're having a little bit of trouble here. You're dropping out a bit. Obviously, all these services at the moment have vacancies for people to get involved?
Most of our services have vacancies. We've got a couple of days of our worry outside school care that
I guess you got to say fully booked.
Filling up any family that comes that wants some care for their child. So we usually try and accommodate and shuffle things around where we can to make sure that no one's missing out. So yes, at the moment we have vacancies. We also run playgroup at Yarra Junction and Badger Creek. So the playgroup at Yarra Junction's on a Tuesday. That is really, really full. And due to COVID, we need to take bookings for that session now because we're only allowed to have 40 in the room. So that has become really popular and we're looking at whether we can accommodate another day for that. And then Badger Creek still has vacancies. And that's on a Wednesday.
You were talking about the COVID restrictions and what you've
Badger
got to
Creek.
What you have to do for COVID. Has that affected your other services as well?
No.
You haven't had to drop your numbers?
No, not really. Our licence capacity, so that we can take up to our licence capacity there. It's just our playgroup runs out of the Upper Yarra Family Centre, and because of the 1.5-metre social distancing, we're capped at 40 for that room.
Oh, that's fair enough too. Look, we'll just take a quick break and we'll come back with more with Siri on Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
In the morning of lovers sleeping tight, all rolling by like thunder now. As I look in your eyes, I hold on to your body and feel each move you make. Your voice is warm and tender, a love that I could not forsake.
I'll do all-
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 19 minutes past 12 and still 17 degrees. And I must just quickly mention to you our listener survey, which we've been running for a little while now. We'd like you to go onto our website, which is the three W's, yarravalleyfm.org.au. That's www.yarravalleyfm.org.au. It'll pop up on the home page, a listener survey. We don't want to know a whole lot about you. We really just want to help you to decide the future of Yarra Valley. We want to hear what you want to hear more of and what you listen to and all that. Probably only take you 2 minutes, but if you could do that, we would love that. But anyway, it's Community Connections, and I have with me the people from Siri, both Deletta and Mel. Mel, you've just been sitting there, so now it's your time to you're going to tell us a bit more about the playgroup, how it's set up, not like a normal playgroup.
Yeah, fantastic. I think one of the great things about our playgroups, both at Yarra Junction and Badger Creek, is that they're educator facilitated. So we have one of our Siri qualified educators actually running the playgroups. So, parents...
So it's not just a pile of mums sitting around having a coffee while the kids do nothing.
Well, it can be that too, because that's all right. that's called bonding and building relationships, and which we're all about. But with the with the educators facilitating the programs, running singing times and story times and art and craft experiences, it gives the parents a bit of extra knowledge of some activities that they can do at home too with the children, which we think is great. And this Tuesday coming up at our Yarra Junction service, one of the parents is actually doing a music program with the group as well. So, I think that's really fantastic to get, the families involved with their specialities.
When you say a music program, what's that entail? Like singing or playing instruments or what?
Yeah, a bit of both. Yeah. So, yeah, it's one of our mums that's getting involved and, I can do these things. So, would you like us to,
to be involved? She's got an awesome voice apparently. So she's going to come and sing and play some music and teach the children about different musical instruments.
So, that's pretty terrific. Cool. So when's that, Mel?
That's Tuesday at our Yarra Junction service, and that is open from 9:30 to 11:30 at the Family Centre.
Sounds terrific. Now, you also want to tell us about an art show you've got coming up.
Yeah, so our three services, and we're not quite sure how our OSHAs, so our after-school hours care, will be involved at this point in time, but they will be involved in some way, shape or form. But our three services, Mount Evelyn, Chirnside and Yarra Junction, the children are going to be putting on art shows. So it'll be great. Not only just art as in, painting or drawings, but they're going to do some construction, whether that's, out of boxes or recycled materials or their Legos or Duplos or something along those lines. The children are going to determine what those art shows look like. So we're really excited about those.
And when's that, Mel? You didn't tell us when it's on.
That will be in July. So all families will be invited to attend those and grandparents and uncles and aunties and the next door neighbour and community.
And the public can go too?
Absolutely. So we'll post that all over our Facebook pages and, all of those sorts of fun things. And, but we want as many people to be involved in that as possible. So that will be, watch this space for July.
We're focusing very much on the 100 languages of children. So that's a Reggio Emilia inspired philosophy. So we're looking at the way children do art in lots of different ways. So we're becoming very Reggio inspired in all of our services. So that's sort of the thinking for this art show.
So whoever comes in or talks to us on June needs to tell us where and when and what times and all that, don't they? And I'm sure you'll make sure they do, Mel.
We will.
The children just get such a kick, out of showing off, the great things that they do.
That'll be
we're
terrific.
Really excited about that.
All right, look, we'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
you. That's all I want. I won't forget. That's a whole lot. I don't go out. Not now that you're in. Sometimes we shout. No problem.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. Now, Mel, back to you again. You want to talk to us a little bit about the Business Expo you've got coming up?
Yeah, so we're in partnership with Siri, Box Hill TAFE and the Yarra Rangers Council. We've got an upcoming Business Expo, which will be held at the Box Hill Institute in Lilydale from 2 to 8pm on the 14th of May.
You dropped out a little bit.
Working?
You dropped out a bit. So
it's
2 to 8pm on what, the 14th of May?
Yeah, absolutely, at the Box Hill Institute.
And so what's that going to entail, Mel?
Yeah, so there's lots and lots of Yarra Valley businesses getting together, networking, supporting each other, showcasing.
You've disappeared, so I'm presuming you said showcasing what they do?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. An opportunity for all of the businesses to connect together, and promote, promote their businesses. Yeah, so...
Now, you disappeared again. It's obviously open to the public?
Yes, it's a free event and it's a great way to support the community so businesses can have stalls there and to promote their business.
So, Mel, Delita, are you looking...
No,
you disappeared again. Are you looking for more business people to be involved, or are we just looking for the public to come along?
A bit of both, I think, both the businesses to be involved and promote their businesses and also the public to come along and see what the different businesses in the Yarra Valley offer. So it's at the Lilydale campus of Box Hill Institute.
And the trouble is, with a lot of these businesses, you get used to going to the same place all the time, don't you? And you often don't know. I mean, that's part of what Community Connections, the show's all about. People say to me, I've lived in the Yarra Valley for 30 years and I didn't know this or this existed, you know? Because you get, we all get into a rut, or not a rut, but we all get
developing
into
developing all the time. So, you know, yeah, absolutely.
So that's a great opportunity. So it's the 2nd of May at, what was it?
The Expo.
Yeah, the 14th of May.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're calling it Back to Business Expo, you know, obviously due to COVID. You know, businesses may not have been, you know, had to have closed during those times or limited. So everybody, hopefully.
Well, look, I'll just take a quick break and we'll be back with more. Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 23 minutes to 1 o'clock and still on 17 degrees. And I have with me Siri. And when we talk about Siri, I need to keep mentioning it because it's not the Siri that's on your phone. It's C-I-R-E. So if you're looking them up on Facebook or whether you're looking up whatever you want to look up or their website or what, just remember it is C-I-R-E. Now, Mel, you want to tell us about some vacancies that you've got in the community services. And I must say, in the last couple of minutes, you haven't dropped out. So I'm hoping we've got all the bugs ironed out and away we go.
Awesome. So our training and hubs, we have a few different locations. So we've got Lilydale, Yarra Junction, and down here at Chanside. So at the moment, we've got a few availabilities, our Diploma of Community Services and our Certificate 4 in Educational and Support, which is online enrolments are commencing in May. And we have a few spots left in our Certificate 3 in Individual Support, which is located at our Yarra Junction service, which is starting at the end of the month. So some fantastic opportunities for people who want to get into that personal support or community health type work. No, you're right.
No. I didn't mean to cut across you. I was just going to ask you to tell us how people are going to, if we've got people listening now and they want to do it, how are they going to get themselves into it?
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess the first thing to do is maybe to jump online and, like you said, you know, to go onto the CIRE website, which, like you said, is the CIRE, so www.cire.org.au, and or to give our 1300 number a call, and our lovely people on reception can guide you in the right direction. So that's our 1300 835 235 number, and just to ask the question of, you know, obviously what's available and who you, what direction you can go in to seek some help, and one of us or somebody from the hubs will give you a call and answer any questions that you've got and guide you how to enrol into those services.
And that 1300 number is not just answered once or twice a week or something. There's somebody there all working out.
All the time. Yep, absolutely. Even over COVID, that was being answered at home and redirected to the right people. So, no, that number is answered from 9 till 5 every day. And then there's also an answering machine service. So in the morning we jump on there and we'll call you back if it's after those times. But a lot of the online inquiries can happen on the website. Even for us at Children's Services, there's an online inquiry and that comes directly to the directors, and the directors give you a call back in regards to inquiries about care. So, yeah, there's lots of avenues to go down to ask questions, and, you know, and we just, you know, obviously encourage everybody to ask those questions if they are thinking about getting back into the workforce or trying something new, just to give us a call and have a chat what we can offer.
Terrific. Look, I've just got to take another quick break. Beauty, you never dropped out that time, so I think we're awesome. On our way. Terrific.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Like a silver flame.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 13 minutes to 1 and 18 degrees. We've jumped up degree and we're hoping for 19 degrees. It's Delita we're going to talk to. Delita, you're talking about the training hub and the food safety and a few of those programs that are open at the moment, please.
I'm going to hand it over to Mel because my voice keeps going a bit
crazy. Go for it, Mel.
Yeah. So we've got some basic food safety practices courses coming up soon. So they're being held at Yarra Junction and at Churnside. And these are really good for any just some basic food handling that you might be doing.
Barbecues and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, that's right. Barbecues, some school canteen helping out type stuff, even some of your cafe work as well, to have that basic food handling training behind you is fantastic. They're one-day courses, so they're nice and easy, just a 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. And we've got, we've actually got one coming up this Saturday if you're really keen to jump on board, but there's actually one every month, so we've got a May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
You have two, haven't you?
Coming up. Yeah, so they're really great. And then if you want to go to your next step, we've actually got the food safety supervisor courses as well, so they're a bit sort of more next level if you're actually in charge of overseeing the running of a kitchen or the implementation. So for us, our services, all of our centre directors and our cooks are food safety supervisors because we oversee the practices of our team. So, all of our educators can get into the kitchen and cut up fruit, prepare bottles, all of those sorts of things. But it's up to us as the managers to manage that everything's happening correctly and safely in those kitchens.
Sounds good to me. And for any community group that does barbecues and Bunnings barbecues, you need to at least have some of the people involved having had the lower training, don't you?
Yeah, that basic food safety practices. Absolutely.
All right, look, we'll take another quick break and then we'll come back and we'll tell you how to get hold of Siri.
Great.
I'm going to ask your friends your number and I'll call you when your man is out of town. And if I say the right word at the right time, then perhaps you'll even have me round. And wouldn't it be a funny situation? Trying not to get
conversation will pass the time of day. When all the while I'm dying to reach out and hold you in my arms the way I used to do. And I cannot help thinking that you feel the same. But comic conversation.
Well, there you go. That was Robbie Williams and Nicole Kidman. I didn't realise that they'd ever made a recording together. I've heard plenty of Robbie Williams, but I've never heard him with Nicole Kidman. So there you go. Mel talked us into playing that, so I hope you enjoy it, Mel. Mel, you've got a trivia night coming up.
We do. So
when
we've got
where?
Yeah, we've got a trivia night coming up on Saturday, the 5th of June at Lilydale Mercy College. And, yeah, so it's going to be a fun night, raising funds to help us continue some awesome community supports and resources at our community hubs. So you can buy individual tickets for $20 or a table of eight for $150. So it's going to be a really great night. There's going to be prizes and, you know, it's going to be very entertaining like they always are. So we're really looking forward to that.
And what was the date again, please, Mel?
Yes, Saturday the 5th of June. Arrive at 7 to start by 7:30.
Righto. So, and these trivia nights can be a lot of fun, can't they?
Yeah, they sure can. Yeah, and it's going to be hosted, so, and there's, you know, lots of prizes and, you know, raffles and all sorts of things throughout the evening, so.
True. So that's on the 5th of June.
Yep.
And it's $20 a head.
Yep,
and arrive at
or
seven
a table of eight at, for 150.
And arrive at 8 o'clock and 7 o'clock.
Seven? No, yep.
8 o'clock and it'll be all started. Arrive at 7 o'clock. And where was it again, please, Mel?
It's at the Mount Lilydale Mercy College.
All right, yeah. Now, look, we've had a lot of fun, but now it's time to get down to the business end. We've given you a lot of opportunities to get involved, whether it be with the certificates for community services, whether it be involved with food handling and all that. So now tell us how we're going to find Siri and how we're going to apply for some of these things, please, Mel.
Excellent. So there's a few different avenues you can go down. Obviously, you can find us on Facebook. So the Hubs at Siri Hubs.
The Hub at Siri Hub, did you say?
Yeah, so it's that at symbol. Yeah. You know, I'm sure if you're just going to Facebook and search Siri Hubs.
C-I-R-E.
Yeah, thank you. Then Siri services in general. So all of our services come under the Siri services Facebook page.
Yep.
And then the children's services under Siri children's services. So that's all of our kindergartens, playgroups, outside school hours care and long day cares. And then we've got our 1300 number, which is 1300 835 235. 1-300-835-235, and everything to do with Siri at www.siri.org.au.
Now, when you say www.siri, there's no dots in between the C-I-R-E, it's just...
No, all one, yep.
All is, so that's, that again,
www.siri.org.au.
And your phone number again, please, Mel.
Yeah, 1-300-835-235.
And, of course, another shout-out for the 5th of June for your trivia night. I mean, what you raise is all going back into the community in one way
Absolutely.
Or another, so it'd be great for it to be supported. And that's on the 5th of June, $20 a head or a table of eight for $150. So that sounds like a terrific night.
Yeah, it'll be lots of fun. We can all, as a Siri organisation, we can be nice and competitive within our little sector. Go children's services!
And not be happy if anyone else wins. Ladies, unfortunately, I've got to go. The 1 o'clock news is coming up, but thank you for coming in again. And, of course, the fourth Wednesday, straight after midday news, Siri will be back next month.
Thanks so much.
Thanks ladies. Thanks very much. Bye.